They're going to crush you. And so the decision you have to make is, do I want to hitch my wagon to this thing? Because as many people out there who are manipulative in this regard, there are 2 to 3 times as many people that are collaborative that would want to do business with you. Don't waste your time on them, would be my recommendation. And I know that you're dealing with a manipulative person, but the deal is $10 million. And your commission on $10 million is going to be insane. And you get happy ears. And you start to hope that you're reading the situation wrong. You start to hope that they'll get better after the contract is signed. You start to hope that they'll be nicer in the future. Because that $10 million is so enticing. I'm not telling you what to do. I can only give you recommendations. You are the ultimate arbiter as how you navigate these conversations. I'm putting you in the best chance to maintain your current status in life, but more importantly, your sanity. And if you proceed in the conversation, proceed with the relationship, knowing that your counterpart is exhibiting manipulative personalities, that's on you. I can't do anything about that. You know, and these same people will come back to me and say, you know, I can't believe that he's acting like this. You know, now they're asking me to do this, that, and the other thing, and that's not what we agreed to. And he's yelling and screaming, and I thought it would get better, and it hasn't. And I said, well, who do you want to throw rocks at? Who's to blame for this? Certainly not me. You made the decision. This guy, this woman showed you who they were, and you chose to ignore it. Anything from you guys?
Yeah, one way to prepare for something as enticing as an amazing deal with red flags is to slow down. We don't need to make decisions or respond right away. You know, hostage negotiators, we negotiate as a team. So there's nothing wrong with saying, would you be opposed to me taking a few days to get back to you on this? And then go to your people, your team, your advocates, your friends, and walk through all of it, including and especially the red flags that you're feeling, the manipulative behavior, the refusal to respond right away, whatever the behavior is that concerns you before responding. We should not respond emotionally, particularly to big deals. So slow it down.
Yeah, I would add to that, that it's critical that you always also fall back on your training. So the quick 2+1, right? Labels, mirrors, dynamic, silence. In the middle of some of these attacks, you will have to revert to your skills. In addition to this, at times you're going to have to say no to something. At times you may have to even put out an ask. And in those times, that's where you will be using accusations, audit. If you're delivering bad news in the middle of an attack, right? Or you're going to make this person feel uncomfortable, you want to fall back on the skills that you are learning. Because we can easily, in the middle of these attacks, forget all the skills and just hit back.
Yeah, without question. And so you're in the moment. You've iMessaged this person because you've been the subject of multiple attacks. Let's say for the sake of this discussion, no less than 4 times in this 20-minute conversation has this person lashed out at me. And so you got to ask yourself, how long am I going to continue to be victimized? Because that's what manipulation is victimization. And we talk about tactical empathy until we're blue in the face, and the necessary actions of subordinating yourself to the other side, deferring to the other side, that in no way, shape, or form is us telling you that you should lay down and roll over for somebody. We're not telling you, I'm not telling you to be victimized by anybody. So in the moment, I'm gonna hit them with a stronger label. To George's point, it sounds like you meant for that to sound as threatening as it did. And that is another way, without assigning blame, again, we're just picking up the data that we're getting from the other side. We repackage it and we give it back to them. I play with the words specifically. It sounds like you meant for that to sound as threatening as it did. There are people who engage in manipulative behavior that don't recognize it as manipulative behavior. They engage in it because nobody ever calls them on it. And so they think, this is the way to do business. And so when I want to chin check a guy or a person that's doing that with me, I'm going to say, it seems like you meant for that to sound as rude as it did. It seems like you're deliberately trying to back us into a corner. The person who is manipulative, unconsciously, that's going to rattle their cage. That's going to shake them out of their scripted responses to these types of conversation and have them take an introspective look at how they're conducting themselves. Now, flip side of that is the guy says, yeah, I meant for that to sound as threatening as it did. Yeah, I'm trying to back you into a corner. Decision time. You want to keep going? You want to terminate the conversation? Phases of no, as George just alluded to. I'm sorry. The way that you are engaging me just does not work for us. I've laid it out that this conversation is about to end if you don't change. I've said no to the behavior without actually saying no. I'm letting them feel it before I actually lower the boom. I'm conveying my willingness to walk away from this thing. I'm sending out one last ditch attempt to invite collaboration without attaching either of us to anything. But I'm sending the message that, knock it off, dude. I'm not going to sit here and do this much longer. And if they persist, it means they either, it means that they don't care. And as a result, if I'm dealing with someone who clearly has demonstrated they don't care what my perspective is, I'll go find somebody who does.